I'm Talking, episode 417 for April 12th, 2026. This is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking properly. I think properly is a very, well, fairly common word, but I looked up the definition anyway just to see what it said, and really it just says correctly. And so really just synonyms of this word, properly. So it is common. It really, in our current world, we use it in a sense of correction, like that wasn't proper or something like that. It really is in a manner of doing things correctly. That is exactly what the definition says. And then the problem that we may have on occasion is who gets to decide what is done properly. Oftentimes it's an authority figure, a parent, maybe a policeman, maybe a judge. But again, the person who gets to decide is not always in agreement with everybody else. And therein lies the challenge for those of us who call ourselves Christians. Today's word comes from 1 Corinthians 14, verses 39 and 40, and it says, "So, dear brothers and sisters, be eager to prophesy, and don't forbid speaking in tongues, but be sure everything is done properly and in order." As in everything in a Christian's life, the definitions of words and meanings of words is based on who God is and who Jesus Christ is and the truth that is revealed in the scripture. So when we are challenged to do everything properly and in order, that is by the scripture. So what happens in the Christian life on occasion is we will avoid difficult areas of challenge where there may be some disagreement on what should be done or if it should be done. And so we tend to not go into those areas and, you know, because we don't want to offend somebody. But what it really means is don't avoid that. You know, the scripture says, be eager to prophesy. Don't forbid speaking in tongues. These are difficult things. But how do we know that we're doing it properly and in the correct order? Well, we have to do that by study. So for us to know how to do things properly, we just can't say, well, God will tell us in the moment. He will, because the Holy Spirit indwells us. But we also have to study the Word with the power of the Spirit. So when it comes down to events and decisions and actions, that we are doing them properly and in order. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast.